This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program here, there, and everywhere all day, every day at gooddayshow.com. Rolling back into the focus on today, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think, Jay. This is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband, in a manner of speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single time people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I, and then one that includes our husbands, one that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. Is it? Can you ignore it? That's well. That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah.
Ignoring
it. Yeah.
Delete it.
Yeah. You can block it and everything. But this dad, it was just. He was just like, consider everything else you do in life liked, loved, LOL'd, good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah. Leave me alone if you love me. Here's the good news to start the hour with a Reddit user, Mike himself 29, shared a post entitled, "Found this under my office door, along with $6 in the Made Me Smile regarding the Made Me Smarting department." Let's see. This fellow found a note on the floor at his job a couple of months ago. The Reddit, this is something posted on Reddit, obviously, fellow whose first name is Mike, works in an ice arena, opened the note, finds $6 and an explanation. "Dear whatever, whoever, whatever, I was watching a practice, obviously, of a game. I saw somebody stick their hand up the vending machine and steal a Pop-Tart. I made a terrible decision. I reached up and grabbed the crackers and ate them."
Yeah.
The stranger
after being dared by others.
Somebody else. Yep. Yeah. So he did. They figured out how the kids do that, right? How to get
their
hands up.
Yeah, if your arm is small enough, you can get up to that first row of things.
Yeah.
And they don't know who did this or who submitted the note and along with the $6 to pay for not only the crackers this person stole, but also for the Pop-Tart that somebody else stole. There's no camera, so they're not going to like find these people. And they say that that's a problem that a lot of people keep doing. But the thing is, this assuming it's probably like a teen or a preteen or
a teenager.
A small enough arm to get up there, but I can see conscious nonetheless, and submitting the $6 and the person who posted this, the Mike guy, Mike himself 29, said it was really only a dollar for each, for the Pop-Tart and for the crackers, so the $4, the remaining $4 was donated into a jug for local youth hockey league. Yep.
Good. All right. So there is goodness and light in the world, no question about that. We're catching good things, though, and that's the good thing, that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world that are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report listening to these people? Yeah, cavities especially. Certainly, I mean, you can smell B.O. Nothing. Yeah, there's nothing special about that. But she knew herself apparently to have a super sensitive, she had the nose and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? Put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can. Well, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E. Is her name, right?
Yeah, her husband was Les. It's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't it? Huh? So can you develop this, or do you just have it? You have it. Exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there's a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way, but just have, what, do they find out what is that an olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And so is that...
Sometimes it's sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Kent Kronos and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week. GoodDayHealthShow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses. Here we are to lead you into another day of thought. leadership. That's what this is all about. I'd like to think that we are on the cutting edge, if, whatever that term means, Jade. The thing about leadership and what it's all about. You know, that's the, remember that song? That's what it all about. You put your left foot in, you put your left foot up.
Okay, yeah.
Remember that? Yeah. So, I got this from a sign on the wall in an office in one of the, I've been involved in three different businesses, so this is one of my partner's offices. It's a great definition. Quote, excuse me, leadership is about making others better as a result of your presence and making that impact last in your absence. What do you think of that? Leadership
That's
about making others better as a result of your presence. Yeah,
it goes
making it last.
Along with the difference between an actual leader and just a boss.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So think about it. In your, if you have a business, a lot of small business people like this program because they acknowledge I'm a small businessman as well, and we have lots in common. Just think about the people who are around you. I'm betting most of, well, maybe not most of, but many of them are more capable than you are. Maybe they're more confident than you are. And maybe they're more valuable to you as a result of what the two of you can do together. For example, this program is much better when I'm not by myself. Jay makes me better. Jennifer makes me better. You and your input makes the program better because it isn't just a single monotone focus on what the events of the day are, what matters, et cetera, et cetera. It's different mixes. Mm. And that's when I'm not here, the program's not the same. When Jay's not here, or Jared, it's just not the same. And your business, you can look at that and think about the people who you have around you. And is it true, the answer is going to be yes for most of you, that the business isn't the same if you have hired the right people or you have the right people around you. It's not the same when they're not there. Right? Think about it. What goes on? It's, I think it's true. I think it's across the board. It's just true.
Yeah, well, the chemistry between people and everybody brings their own unique value to everything. Think about even just hanging out with friends sometimes when one of your best friends can't show up, and it just changes the dynamic of the group even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And regardless of who that person is, it could be you yourself.
Yep.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
But the presence of Warren Eckstein, our pet's best friend, the pet show, is something he's been hosting. I believe Marconi started with radio in 1929, and Warren was 1934, I think that's when this all started. They give it to me, so I just give it to you. You know how that works. Warren has written a book, or he's written a number of books, called, this one that I like is called Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which is what he is. He writes in the foreword to the book, "My ability to talk with animals is a lot different from that of most people, and whether it was learned or taught, I don't know. I do. This is a gift from God. You have a gift, and that gift is what's been able to get you to help as many animals as you have and as many people who have animals. And it isn't just about dogs and cats. It's about horses. It's about goats, about cow, you name it. I have on the American Family Farmer this week a llama farmer. And what an interesting thing. They've got a llama, say that half quickly. A llama factory in Ohio. Have you ever done pet therapy? Well, you have to have been experienced with
it. Yeah, I went hiking with that. Years ago, it was very, very popular to go hiking with a llama or an alpaca. And
really?
It was found to be very, very relaxing. Stress
great
and anxiety.
Therapy.
Llamas are, they're just so, camels are like that too, but in a large variety.
Cows can
so
be.
So mellow.
Cows can
You know
be
what, Doug? Any animal can be. A raccoon can be. You know, I guess any animal can make
a raccoon.
Feel
a raccoon. A porcupine. How about a porcupine as a therapy animal? Okay. All right. 855-999-DOUG is being used by people for all sorts of things, including this fellow listening who wants to have his way with you in a manner of speaking.
You have the pet doctor on right now, and I have a cat that has claws at my couch, underneath the couch, my bed frame, everywhere. And I've done everything from a water gun, everything. How do I stop this cat from clawing my furniture when it has claw toys?
All right.
I use a water gun. I tried to stop the cat. Have you ever taken the time to figure out maybe why the cat is scratching? Maybe the cat is bored. Cats are nomadic by nature. Here's what I recommend. Number one, you can go out and spend $100 on a scratching post. The cat has no idea how much you spent on it. Bring in a cardboard box or a paper bag from the supermarket. It's like you hit the lottery. I would recommend that every day, every other day, hit the supermarket, bring in cardboard boxes, be creative, make a condo, put one on top of the other. The reason for that is, again, as I said, they're nomadic. By bringing in boxes every day, every box, every bag smells different, you can get the cat over there. Now, in terms of the scratching specifically, it's not scratching to get you aggravated. Cats have scent glands on the bottom of their feet, so very often they're marking territory with their paws. You want to stop it. Here's a quick sample. Easy to do. Go to the supermarket. Go to a hardware store, hit Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever you want to do, pick up some double stick tape. Put the double stick tape in the area where the cat is scratching. It's like kitty fly paper. He'll get the idea, and I promise you can have your couch once again. But remember, keeping them mentally stimulated by rotating their toys is really, really critical, and keeping their nails trimmed.
There you go. Aren't you glad you called, madam? Thank you. 855-999-DOUG. Anytime you have a question for any of the people on the program, especially Warren, help yourself. This is National Foster a Pet Month. How will that see the light of day, Warren?
You know, it's so amazing that there are so many dogs at shelters that are killed every year, and it's not killed for any other reason than overcrowding. By people fostering dogs, a couple of things happen. Number one, they get them out of the shelter. Number two, they socialize and expose them to things they're going to be exposed to on a regular basis, and generally makes it a whole lot easier for them to find a home. The problem is, most people that foster pets wind up as foster failures. They wind up adopting the dog or cat. But it's a great thing to do. If you're a senior citizen, if you're retired, and you don't have a pet, and you want to get some time for yourself and have a great time and make yourself feel better, maybe fostering a dog or cat from a local shelter or rescue is definitely the thing to do. It's so much easier to find a home for a dog or cat if they've been socialized rather than put into a shelter where it takes them a while to decompress once they get out.
There is such a thing as International Cat Day. I was thinking about that with regard to what you said or what that lady's question was. The cat early on in Egypt was worshipped as a god. You knew that, right?
Absolutely.
Cats, right?
They mummified the cats and buried them with the people that owned them.
Right. Exactly. I think Cleopatra has a cat buried with her, as a matter of fact. So anyway, after the dynasty collapsed, cats were popular everywhere. They were exclusive to the royal family. And then, you know, they became a part of everything.
By the way, Doug, quickly, meow. Yes. Meow. The word meow means cat in German and in Egyptian. Meow.
Really?
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
How do I do as a cat?
Meow. Better as a cow.
Moo. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check out his website, thepetshow.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-36.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Gas prices rose 7 cents over the last couple of weeks to a new national average of $3.67 per gallon. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, says the rise has been driven by a hike in crude oil prices and the more expensive summer blend of gas designed to reduce smog, which is now at the pumps. However, she adds that the cost is expected to go up even further.
We may well see somewhere between 7 to 10 cents or maybe up to 20 cents per gallon hike at the pump, depending on how frightened the world becomes that Iran will produce a new retaliation upon Israel, this time within Israel's boundaries.
The House and Senate are in session on Monday in what looks to be a very busy week on Capitol Hill. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stephens Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Here we are playing to millions, Jay. Ready? This is a non-singing, well, maybe we should sing. This is a non-singing spotlight on what's going on in the world today. Here's a fellow found the surprise of a lifetime in his field. 700 coins. This is down in Kentucky. Guy finds 700 coins from the Civil War buried on his land. And this stuff could be worth millions. Nearly 700 $1, $10, $20 gold dollars issued by the U.S. Mint around the time of the Civil War. The discovery is being called the Great Kentucky Hoard. And these gold coins, said the finder, the most insane thing ever. Now, I'm betting nobody, he's not making himself known, right? We don't know who this guy is.
Cause no, no.
If you know who he is, the world's going to collapse around him, right? Exactly. Apparently, a lot of wealthy Kentuckians bury large quantities of gold and silver just before the Civil War and during the Civil War. So they've been looking around for these. The archaeologists have been, of course. And this fellow seems to have found them. There's gold in that there land. So here we go with Kentucky was neutral, by the way, at the time. So a lot of people from both the North and the South buried money. They literally buried money in the land or in the ground.
And not because they thought somebody was going to take their money, but because these were federally issued coins.
Yeah.
That meant the original owners could possibly be identified as collaborators with the feds during this time when, like you said, Kentucky was neutral. And so that's why they buried them and hid them, because they didn't want to be known to be associated.
Right. Well, there you go. Something, because so you could get one of those magnet things that you go around. There are people that go to the beach or they go around.
Oh, the metal detectors.
Yeah, find some. There's gold. Go find the gold. Okay, so next up is a listener who thinks that I don't tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The conversation we had last, week, Thursday, Friday, about me working. I've had this story, I've told this story before about me working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a youngster. I was an inspector on the line when I was in college, and a couple of summers I went to the plant when they needed people, non-union people, as their folks, the management folks went on vacation. They had three or four of us who worked on the line during the summertime. And I've told a number of stories because of that experience. I certainly grew up fast watching those people. Most of the folks, there were 1,840 people employed by that plant, building Chevrolets, Buicks. There was a BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, in this plant. And so the car, I was in charge of inspecting the huck bolts that were put into the bottom of the frame to hold the chassis onto the body, or the other way around, body onto the chassis. They had, the plant was divided in two phases. They had the General Motors plant, and at that time, they had a subsidiary called Fisher, the Fisher Body Company. So you'd see, so if you look at an old, let's say a 1960s Oldsmobile, and you look at the plate that's on the rocker panel, as you open the door, it says Body by Fisher on it. Fisher was a wholly owned subsidiary of General Motors, but they kept them separate for a long time. So I was on the line inspecting. There were four people in four different positions, and they put the huck bolt up into the chassis to, as I said, hold everything together. So as I was telling a quick story about being there, one of the listeners did not, as luck has it, some people believe you, some people don't. Here's this particular fellow's reaction to my story about General Motors.
This is Steve calling from Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I want to hear more about this working at the General Motors assembly plant you were just talking about. You didn't work at a General Motors assembly plant. Come on, give me a break.
Okay.
Doug has had, like, almost any job known to man at some point in his life.
I will tell you a story about my experience there. It doesn't necessarily prove that I worked there. I don't have to prove anything to him. He can believe what he wants to believe. It's really interesting how people, come on, what's the big one? Okay, sir.
Mm-hmm.
So I was they had hired the first woman. They had a couple. They were the first group of hires when they opened the plant in 1955. I think it was 56, somewhere in the late 50s. They didn't hire women. They only hired men. And you could get away with that then. So most of all the men who were on the line were former grease monkeys from garages, gas station, because they were making, at the time, much more money than they could working in a gas station. So I was on this line, and the third or fourth week I was there, they began to hire women. And this first, the woman that came in was a big, just a wow. She was a wowzer. And the guys kept taunting her and teasing her and sort of making fun of her. They didn't like it because she worked faster than they did. She was stronger than they were, and she did more than they did. Exactly. So they kept harassing her. And one of the guys that was working, his name was Dick. That's how vividly I remember this. He didn't have a tooth in his head. And he kept on her, and he was trying to hustle her, actually. But she was having none of it. So one day he pushed her too far, And he was making fun of her and what she was doing and how she looked, et cetera, et cetera. So she turned around and cold cocked him, knocked him about 6 feet from where he was. And he got up and he had a fight with her, and she knocked him out. So the management came running out, and what's going on here? So the sum and substance was that they both got suspended for 3 weeks, but nobody ever, ever gave her any starch again. Never after that. So that's a General Motors story for you, sir. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There are so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump, or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action? Doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy in the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open, I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves, and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when, there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm, and I'll tell them to do something, and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me, because you give them one thing to do and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with them in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Go a different
right.
direction. I always got a kick out of it when working for past jobs, where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron. And it's,
oh, and they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me
right.
an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you, and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning, good morning, and went through the shtick. And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you liked what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people have you... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time. The four years I was there. And I really only lasted... I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia. Or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow.
Well,
so.
And that statement of leading by example, and the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing, because people are watching everywhere around every corner. People mm-hmm. are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. There, everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit OmahaSteaks.com. And use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Fifty-three past the hour now here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner are with us. Let's talk about number one this week, the Israeli-Hamas war and related conversations. It seems that at the end of the week, President Biden started pushing for a Gaza ceasefire during a call with Prime Minister Netanyahu. And so as a result of that, apparently Israel opened up the Gaza crossing. The government said that it would open the port there and the crossing into northern Gaza, along with increasing aid deliveries from Jordan under the demands from Joe Biden. So is this effective? Is this the way to do it? The World Central Kitchen, which is the focus of a lot of the aid conversations this week, calling for an independent probe after the Israeli airstrike killed those 6 aid workers. And
it's just that there were three strikes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So what do we think? Is this the appropriate way to handle this? Netanyahu has his own problems at home, it would seem. What'd you say, Jen?
Well, I think the thing is, I don't even think that this should be about Netanyahu for us, because for America to say who should be president, who shouldn't, let the people decide. But what I think is telling is that even if you put Netanyahu out, the opposition party also supports their right to defend themselves against Hamas. You're not going to get this ceasefire. And I think it's tragic that these aid workers were killed. But unfortunately, this is the sad thing that happens in these areas. Remember, during the Afghanistan strike, or when we were pulling out, Joe Biden said he killed a terrorist, and it actually was a guy with like 13 children trying to get them like out of harm's way. These things happen, and it's sad, and it's awful, and it shouldn't. But Israel, above anybody, drops pamphlets, tells people to move, tells people to get out of the way. They try to allow supplies in. They want to defend themselves. There is no working with Hamas. Hamas wants to cut their heads off. Like, I don't know what people think is going to happen. I heard this week from the White House, a crazy
people aren't thinking, Jennifer.
There's alternative ways that... Yeah, we can deal with Hamas. Really? Like what? Invite them to tea? Because you think that's going to work? They want to kill the Jews. That's it. So how do you handle this? I mean, it's awful, but you have to give these people the right to defend themselves. Hamas didn't apologize for raping and pillaging villages, raping the kids and
killing the women. They're not going to apologize for that.
They don't apologize for that.
Of course they
do. I know.
So it's just, it's very frustrating because it is awful, and we shouldn't conflate the fact that it's awful, but still allow Israel the right to keep going. They have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I keep looking at this stuff, and I wonder where the world, the modern world, is going. I had dinner with a friend last night, and we were talking about what is our future, what's the future. This is the question we all keep bringing up. What are our children and grandchildren going to inherit here? How does this get fixed with a maniacal madman like the Ayatollah? You know, we don't really focus, or we've just started to kind of focus on Iran as the problem, because Iran is the big problem. And in my mind, that's because we've enabled him. He was disenabled, if that's the right word, when we froze all the assets that the Iranians had in banks in America, and then they got unfrozen, and with access to that money, or to be able to borrow against it, they created this scenario where we've got three different groups, Hamas, the Hezbollah, and these Houthi Tooties, whatever the name is of this bunch that
Houthis.
Is run around the...
That's a group in Vegas, actually. I saw them this week.
Yeah, really? Okay, good for you. Congratulations. But you know what I'm saying. It's the ships that have been sunk in the Red Sea, they cut the lines of communication that are run on the floor. And they're a bunch of thugs. Why don't we just blow them up? What are we waiting for? This so shows to me the impact and the import of the military-industrial complex. That's what this is, in part, all about. Plus the fact, as you said, Jennifer, the Iranians are getting sick of this. The average, there are all kinds of
It's the leadership. That's the crazy part.
Right. There are demonstrations all over Iran about the Ayatollah. And what, you know, they wish they hadn't gone down there. I don't even know, you know, the popular uprising about the Shah and how things were under him. They're much worse now under the Ayatollah, except they've educated themselves. They've kind of worked around their government, which is kind of what we do here. You know, isn't the government benefiting everybody? If the government's in the way, let's work around them. So anyway, that's kind of the overview of what happened. A lot of people concerned about the deaths of the aid workers, but it's a war. 59 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.